Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into everything Disney and also provides you with audio and visual experiences. Every now and then I will also throw in a video cast as well. On this show, and in no particular order, a little rant from me later, the Disney Insider Yearbook, an old virtual ride-through of the old but not forgotten submarine voyage, and a song from the good old Captain Ear. Yes, indeed. Thank you to all those that did send me any of the information to the song that I played on last week's show. So that everybody knows, it's from the Radio Disney CD, the Kid Jams version. Still by tag team, but called Whoomp. There it went. So, thank you to all those people that did help me find the actual source for that. Okay. The Disney Insider has a cool new book out. It's a yearbook for the year 2005 of Disney. It covers all the parks. You know, and it's really awesome. Let me first start by saying it's just an insane book. It's how the book is really good. I got mine about two months ago, and I'm glad I purchased it. This book comes in two versions, one being a soft cover for $25, and the other a very nice hard cover for $49.95. Now, they're both 170 pages, and that price includes shipping and handling for basic round shipping, and it's like a true collection for any Disney nut. If you do get the hard cover, there's a bonus with it. It's got a limited edition 4-color lithograph and a specially created DVD included, and that there alone is just worth the price. And also, it says goodbye to some Disney legends and those that were related to Disney and other projects. Let's see who they... Oh, yes, Thor Ravenscroft, whose voice is heard around all the parks and attractions. He's the bass singer in the graveyard of the singing bus scene, but his main... you know, Call of Fame is the voice of Tony the Tiger. Joe Rant from Pixar, who was the voice of Heimlich, the Barovian caterpillar in A Bug's Life. He unfortunately passed away in a car accident at age 45. Paul Winchell, the voice of Kigger. Okay, that stunk, I know. And John Fielder, the voice of Piglet. For more information or to actually own your own copy of the yearbook, go to disney.go.com/insider yearbook. And get them because I think they are of a limited edition here. Okay, it's time for my rant. Time for my rant. Okay. I was at Disney the last two Fridays, and every time I was in the standby lane in the Indiana Jones adventure, they would, like, hold you there for, like, ever and just let all those fast passers just, you know, no pun intended, just zippity-doo-dah right on by you, you know? And not even let you move, you know? And they need to balance it out and make sure that also those fast pass that they are getting are for that allotted time block. Everyone in the line was getting upset, and we had a right to, because you're sitting there and everybody's just going by, and it's like, what's going on? We haven't even moved. So I think Disney should look into this or know more about this. Okay. Now, as you guys all know, that the submarine voyage in Disneyland closed in September of 98 and stood dormant for like 6 years. And then in November of 2005, Disney announced that the subs would return, but not as an attraction, but as a new theme. So opening in 2007, the Finding Nemo ride will open up. And in fact, construction is a new showroom, and the monorail is going in shuttle mode right now, and that's going to shut down for a little while, and we're getting a new monorail too. So that's going to be awesome. So with that, I'm bringing you a virtual ride-through of the very old Disney Submarine Voyage. Enjoy.
Secure ship for sea. Make all preparations for getting underway.
Aye, aye, sir. All hands to stations. Single up all lines. Cast off forward. Cast off aft. Clear the bridge. Clear the bridge. Secure hatches and vents. Stand by engines. All station command, sir. Ship rig for getting underway.
All ahead, one third.
All ahead, one third. Aye, aye.
Stand by to dive.
Diving stations.
Dive. Dive. Take her down easy.
Aye, aye. Trim bow diving plane. 3 degrees down.
Catch her at 10 fathoms.
Aye, aye.
Steer 30 degrees.
Right rudder, 30 degrees.
All ahead full. Steady as she goes.
Aye, aye, sir. All ahead full.
This is the captain speaking. Welcome aboard. We are now underway and proceeding on a course that will take us on a voyage of exploration through liquid space. En route, we will pass below the polar ice cap and then probe depths seldom seen by man. Make yourself comfortable, but please remain seated at all times, and no smoking, please. The smoking lamp is out. Among these coral reefs, you'll see various species of marine life feeding among the seaweed and unusual rock formations. There are lobsters, crabs, sea turtles. These reptilian patriarchs of the deep are the amphibious descendants of the dinosaur and have changed little in the past 200 million years. Roaming the coastal sea bottoms in search of food are the groupers, or giant sea bass. And speaking of giants, the giant clam has a fluted shell that can weigh up to a quarter of a ton. The moray eel, with its powerful tooth-filled jaws, ambushes unwary prey from holes and crevices in the reef. The fish world has always been considered a silent habitat. But now, thanks to remarkable advances in marine technology, we can use instruments such as our sonar hydrophones to actually hear the fish talk.
Bridge, radar 1. Weather warning, surface storm ahead.
Weather alert. All controls, 8 degrees down. Hold her at 80 fathoms and proceed on course.
80 fathoms. Aye, aye.
Submarines can dive safely below the violence of surface storms. Other craft have not been so fortunate. Witness the evidence of their fate. The graveyard of lost ships. Stronghold of sunken treasure.
Salvage operation ahead, sir. Divers to port and starboard.
How many attempts have been made to claim the treasure that lies hidden in these rotting holds? A fortune in gold and jewels, safeguarded by these man-eating sharks and other silent sentinels of the deep.
We've raised the polar ice cap, sir. Ice flow thickening.
Take her deep.
Aye, aye.
We are now passing beneath the North Pole into a region of deep water where the sun has never penetrated. Here in this realm of eternal darkness, nature has provided her creatures with their own eerie luminescence.
Warning light, sir. We've reached maximum depth limit.
Ease her back up to 80 fathoms.
80 fathoms, aye. Captain, a giant squid dead ahead.
Stand by, repellent charge. Steady as she goes. Our submarine is equipped with a high-voltage electrical shield that would discourage even the most aggressive predator. There are legends told by ancient mariners of ships being crushed into splinters by the powerful tentacles of giant squid. But, of course, these stories have no basis in fact. They're merely tall tales that should be classed as fiction along with the myths of mermaids? I don't believe it. Mr. Baxter, check the air pressure.
Green board, sir.
Mermaids and sunken treasure. Something is causing these hallucinations. Or can it really be possible? No.
Unusual formation to port and starboard, sir.
Aha. These crumbling heaps of stone betray the hand of man. These classic ruins could very well be the legendary lost continent of Atlantis. For centuries, scholars have debated its existence. Some believe that ages ago, a magnificent island was destroyed by a tremendous volcano.
Captain, it's an underwater volcano.
This confirms it. That seething mountain still denies rest to the civilization it destroyed thousands of generations ago. Helmsman, steer clear of the tottering columns.
Aye, aye, sir.
We now appear to be safely out of the area of volcanic disturbance, and we...
Captain, sonar reports unidentifiable condition dead ahead. Sir, it looks like a... It is, it's a sea serpent.
Great Scott, you're right. It is a sea serpent. Red alert. Emergency maneuver, all engines.
Emergency maneuver. Aye, aye.
Captain, we should enter this in the log, shouldn't we?
No. Forget it. Nobody would believe it anyway. I think we've been submerged too long. Stand by to surface.
Aye, aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching our home port. We've enjoyed having you aboard on this adventurous voyage through liquid space, our last frontier on the planet Earth. Station the maneuvering watch. Rig ship for mooring.
Aye, aye. All hands to stations. Pilot to bridge. Reduce speed and proceed to berth 2-9. Stand by to dock.
Bridge, aye, aye. All ahead, 1/3. Stand by the mooring lines.
Now, when the cabin lights come on, please stand and disembark to your right. Take small children by the hand and watch your step up the ladder. Please use the handrail. All ashore, please. All ashore.
Hey, I noticed a little something there. I just noticed the voice of Exitensio in the very last line before the captain spoke. Man, you learned something on your own show, huh? Oh, man. So, yeah, that's right. The ride's going to open up in 2007, and I can't wait, because I'm sure I'm going to take my niece and nephew to go see it. Oh, yes, indeed. Hey, it's time to mention once again about my
contest.
Ooh, you can tell that every, dollar goes to high quality production value here, huh? Yeah, man. Right here. Well, anyway, for those who haven't heard, I'm looking for an official Above the Firehouse podcast logo, and if you think you got what it takes to make a really awesome jamming logo, then the rules are posted on my website. That is www.abovethefirehouse.com, and you will see a little section that says news. Simply click, and a little window will pop open, and that'll contain a list of rules of the contest. Now you have until June 18th to get your submission in, and if your logo is chosen, you will win $50. That's right, greenback, a little jam. So, you go on, hit that computer, whatever program you use, and get them creative juices flowing. And good luck to you. Alrighty, now, I'm going to play a really cool little track from the Captain EO soundtrack. And I believe this song is called Just Another Part of Me. And I really hope that Disney does release this on DVD, because it's definitely a classic. So anyway, let's put on our little boogie shoes and get on it like Blue Bonnet as I present to you Just Another Part of Me from the Captain EO soundtrack.
We have the truth.
Well, there you go. A little Michael Jackson for you from the Captain EO soundtrack. Ah, well, that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you for letting me entertain you, and I'd love to hear your feedback and play your voicemails on the show. So, if you would like to leave a voicemail, you can Skype me at APT_A_Productions, or you can call the hotline at 818-574-5027. Now, both of those go to the same machine. It's just basically the numeric number of the Skype. And your feedback is very important to me. So also, if you have any Disney news of your own, you can and are welcome to email them to me or put them on the hotline. If you choose to do the email, then simply send it to podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. And don't forget the website, www.abovethefirehouse.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. And you guys all have a magical week. And we'll talk to you very, very, very soon. So you guys take care. Have a magical week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
You ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to the music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like Disnotic Obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit WindowToTheMagic.com for more information.